Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another podcast of Burn As You Go. Right now, as I'm recording this podcast, the cutest little Millie is laying on the floor right next to me, being quiet as can be. We'll see. We'll see if she can stay sleeping this entire podcast. We can't be too loud. Too bad. There's too much excitement. Too many things, proper grammar, to be excited about in this time. Today, this season, basically all the time, but there's a lot to be happy about, a lot to be joyful about. But there's also, you know, for some of us, it's not that joyous of a season. Maybe we're mourning, we're grieving, we're having a hard time. But this podcast is for all of us, no matter where you're at, or what you're feeling, or what you're doing right now. Because you can technically listen to this while doing a lot of things, right? But we're going to talk about today how to be faithful and how to be kind, how to be loving, how to give ourselves to the Lord in little tiny ways, how to be faithful to God in the itty bitty ways. So I figure I'll just walk you through a day, just a random day for maybe any of us. So sometimes the itty bitty, the first itty bitty that we do to be faithful in a day actually starts the night before. Number one, getting the right amount of sleep. Whew, that's hard sometimes, especially after New Year's. It's like, how do I get back into a regular sleep schedule? Or after midnight mass, man, how do I get back on the right track sleep-wise? Whew, how do I catch up, right? So getting enough sleep, so going to bed at a reasonable hour, first itty-bitty thing that you can do well. Because you want to do that, it's going to help you to be better the next morning and be your best and to do your best to be the best person that you can be for the Lord, to give him the glory and the worship he deserves, begins the night before. Also, that means setting the alarm nice and loud. It's an itty bitty thing that you will be very thankful for the next day. So you go to sleep, you wake up. The first itty bitty thing you do when you wake up in the morning is to not hit snooze. Another cross, and that's a hard one. But by not hitting snooze, we are saying, Lord, I'm ready for the day. I'm all yours. Let's go. No one else even knows, probably, unless you're married, they might hear you not hit snooze or hit snooze. But, you know, really, we make it through. It's our first thing. We're choosing that day. We're choosing to be faithful to the Lord. That first action we do, get up and start getting dressed, you know, or shower or whatever's your thing that you do first, right? Brushing your teeth. All of these little things that you do throughout your day, by the way, are little ways that you can be faithful to the Lord. I'm going to choose to eat healthy breakfast today because the Lord deserves the best. I'm going to, you know, brush my teeth because, well, I need teeth when I'm older. And also it will help my neighbor not to have nasty breath that they have to smell all day and, you know, all kinds of other things. So all those little ways, and just getting ready in the morning, being faithful to them and timely with them, they're all little ways that we can make offerings to God and be faithful to him ultimately, because he asks us to aim to be perfect, right? To aim to give everything to him every single day. We can choose, and we should choose, to put on our seatbelt, to drive the speed limit when we're in our car, to stop at stop signs. You heard me. A full stop. That's what the law requires. Being obedient in those itty bitty ways not only saves lives, but it also saves your soul, right? It's helping your soul to continue to reflect on how you can give yourself and give more of yourself, more of your time, your own will to the Lord. So even stopping at a stop sign. And then being considerate of others on the road without even knowing them or ever seeing them again, maybe, or without them even knowing who you are. Being considerate on the road. And not, you know, yelling that one thing you want to yell, not honking the horn when it's not really necessary, but you're just angry. All those things. Not tailgating someone because they just cut you off. All those are little ways that you can be faithful to the Lord if you choose to. If you choose to just take a deep breath and to say, Lord, they're yours. That's all you really got to say. Or, Lord, I give myself to you. I give this person to you, this situation to you. All little ways. Again, throughout your day, if you're at work or if you're at school, being kind to those little bitty ways, they're like the whatever, the kitchenette is a mess in the office, cleaning it up, you know, without telling anyone that you're doing it, or being considerate of others, being kind by doing little things, writing them a little note to someone who you know is going to have like a hard day, or just because it's a random Tuesday and you would like to receive a note if you were in their shoes, so you're going to write them one, right? Or on the way home, the same way coming to work or going wherever you're going, to be just as considerate, just as faithful in those itty-bitty ways. And then when you're back home with your family, to be patient, to be loving, to choose not to yell about the thing you want to yell about because it's not the right place. It's really not them you're mad at. You're just frustrated at the day that you had. All these things, praying to the Lord at the end of the day when all you want to do is like binge watch something or, you know, veg out on something or whatever else you want to do, but not pray. That is a huge gift, not an itty-bitty gift, but a huge gift to give the Lord time in prayer, rather whatever time of the day that is for you. That's huge. And the Lord, he pays that back tenfold. When we show him our faithfulness in those moments, he only gives back tenfold. He will restore you, rejuvenate you, and allow you to get a sense of his peace and to know his presence in your day and in your life. And we're so much missed out, so much unlived in the life that is not reflective and meditative. And so maybe that is ultimately our gift in this podcast to really ask the Lord for, but also to strive for, is that our faithfulness, this fruitful faithfulness, may lead us to be such good givers of itty-bitty things that when the Lord asks us to give him something ginormous, it'll just seem so natural and so normal. And we do that first by praying, by giving him our time in prayer, and allowing him to be present to us while we allow ourselves to be present to him. Right. So the first thing we could do is actually ginormous, but it's also itty-bitty, just time. So as you strive to be giving yourself to the Lord in itty-bitty ways, that hopefully you will attain this fruit of faithfulness. Know of my prayers for you and for all your loved ones, all your intentions. And don't forget to burn as you go. Burn.